Nan Cohen, Total Talk. We're going to do a lot of stuff this hour, but before we do anything, let's say good morning to the host, Nan Cohen.
Good morning,
Nan.
Good morning, Rob. It is morning, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Last time I checked.
Hey, how about last night, Friday night, I spent literally, I talked to my two favorite people. That was it. Two calls all night. And my gosh, did we do talking last night, didn't we?
Yeah, well, listen.
We didn't talk, Mar. You didn't make that list last night. But Rob, you did.
I know.
Yeah?
For about an hour, we chit-chatted. I was doing laundry, trying to watch this Ted Turner thing, Call Me Ted. And by the next thing you know, I got to bed at 11 and woke up at 1:30. So I'm okay, but I'm a little tired today.
Yeah, I kind of pulled the same thing you did. But
that's okay.
But hey.
We're here.
We caught up. Rob and I were all around the world, and we did a lot of catching up quality time. That's what friends are for.
Absolutely. We've been doing it for 30-some years.
He remembered that. He remembered that. So I'm gonna start off today with talking a little bit. I got Carla coming on, Carla Donnelly from the law firm Petragallo. I'm bringing her on because she will be back in a couple weeks. I just got to get the dating all straightened out here. And we had so many calls in regards to, you know, they love that divorce talk. Not because they love divorce, they just want to be educated about it. And for those going through it, so I said, that's great. Again, and I always, you know, I want to tell you that there's some exciting things coming up for the Divorce Reality Expert. That would be me. So we've got some great things coming up in 2025, and the announcements will be coming shortly. But I am thrilled, and I love my KDK audience. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Carla in. Let's get a little bit of divorce talk. Then we'll follow it up at the 7:30 mark with Marlene. Here from Dorothy's Candy. So we'll talk breakfast with Candy's coming up in about a half an hour. All right, we got Carlon. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm borrowing Rob's earbuds because mine got lost somewhere in the shuffle here today. But good morning, Carla. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We're talking about the fact that you were on a couple weeks ago and we really got people thinking, and we just did a little bit of the stuff and the in-depth things that we want to talk about when you're dealing with divorce. So I said, Carla, can you come up with some do's and don'ts? If this word divorce is in your world, it affects, you know, your parents, your sisters, your uncles, your aunts, your coworkers, your cousins. I mean, divorce is inevitable around the world. What would it be? If we were talking, living here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, what would you say some of the do's and the don'ts if you're going to be, or you're thinking, or that could be potentially coming up in your world? Can you give us a couple things relatable?
I did come up with a few things. My biggest don't is don't take advice from non-lawyers.
Oh, well, are you referring to, well, my friend told me this and my hairdresser told me that, and is that where you're going?
Yes, because so many people come in and I have to spend the first 10 to 15 minutes unlearning them of all the things that they think are the law and what they should do. And hopefully at that point they haven't already done those things. And so I know that people who've been through a divorce are well-meaning, but every divorce is different. Every situation is different. And taking that advice can be very problematic. So they're doing the right thing if they're sitting in a room in front of me and, you know, but they're paying me for my time. And so let's spend that time getting my advice, the legal advice, and not talking about the advice that people gave you that may not be the best advice. Sometimes it happens to be good advice, but very often it's not.
Well, I'm going to
and how do you know the difference?
I'm going to say that, you know, if therapeutically, listen, you have to talk about it. But I think people tend to hold things, well, it happened with my friend, so this can happen with me or for me. And I think you hit a home run with that comment, because for as long as we've been doing this, and literally, I do speaking engagements, and I have this little lecture that I give up, you know, out to people. I can bring it down to, I have never come across ever where we're going to get a divorce that's going to come out the same for two people. I can bring it down to twins marrying twins getting divorced, and they won't come out with the same thing. So you really, you hit a home run for me on that one, Carla.
So my do, that is sort of the opposite of that, is do seek legal advice. So I think it's self-explanatory after I just explained the don't. Another don't is don't litigate your divorce on social media. So do not talk about your ex on social media. Do not talk about your divorce case on social media. Do not, you know, if you're partying and drinking alcohol, probably not a good idea to put it on social media if you have a custody case and you're being accused of doing all those things. So, you know, keep that social media private. You may need to unfriend people who are friends with your ex because they can be spying on you. I have used social media posts in litigation against people. So I had one where I had a dad using work as an excuse to not take his kids when his social media profile showed that he was at the theater that night with his girlfriend. So, and it just showed that his kids weren't a priority, and he was, every time he was saying he couldn't take his kids for work, it then arose the suspicion that it was because he was out with his girlfriend and not really because he was working. So really keep that social media private. The best thing to do is to not post at all. But if you are posting, look at who your friends are. And sometimes you may have a friend you don't know is reporting to your friend, or they could be friends with your ex's divorce lawyer. So just be super, super careful about what you're posting on social media. Best practice, don't post anything.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but I want to pick up on that when we come right back after this commercial. Carla Donnelly's on with me. She's joining by phone this week from the law firm Petra Gallo. And we'll give your information when we come back. Rob, let's do that break.
All right, take a break. We'll come back. Nan Cohen Total Talk continues in a moment. Carla is here. Nan is here. Marlene is here. It's Nan Cohen Total Talk on a Saturday at KDKA. Nan?
Carla, can you give the listeners your information real quick?
Sure. I'm at the law firm of Petra Gallo, Gordon, Alfano, Bosick, and Responte. If you just look at Petra Gallo, you'll be fine. Petra Gallo is PETRAGALLO. My email address is CSD, my initials, at PetraGallo.com. My phone number is 412-263-2962.
Good. And you can reach me, the divorce reality expert, at 412-996-3346. And you can hit that website, which has been getting a lot of information out there, at divorcerealityexpert.com. Let me tell you that, to circle back to your comment, we were talking about the dad who was out with a girlfriend. That's not the problem with what Carla was explaining. Dad's allowed to have the girlfriend. I wanted to put that out there because, what do you mean?
Right.
You can't? Yeah. Dad's allowed to have the girlfriend. The problem was dad was supposed to be with children at that given time. And that's really so. That's really what
We have the text message where he says, I can't take the kids tonight. I have an emergency at work.
Bingo. That's what I wanted to get out there because I didn't want everybody saying, oh, man, you know, what do you mean I can't have a girlfriend or boyfriend? No. That wasn't the case. So, you know, we're talking about some simple do's and don'ts as we're heading into the divorce arena. If that's you, your friend, your, you know, coworker, wherever, we're just giving you, we're laying the foundation because Carla's coming back. And we're going to have some very interesting guests joining us in the studio as we navigate this right up through and into 2025. All right, Carla, let's continue onward.
So another piece of advice came from Gary Gentile, who's the grandfather of family law in Pittsburgh. And he used to say, if you're heading to Erie, don't get off at the Wexford exit. And what he meant by that is you have to keep your eye on the prize. And very often in a divorce case, they can sometimes be dragged out. You could really lose your focus and you start going you know, letting all your emotions get in the way of the prize. Keep your eye on the prize. And that is something that a lot of people can do in the beginning, but then when divorces take long, the court, you know, especially if you're going through the court system, people start to second guess. They start to, that's when they go out and get advice from non-lawyers. They start to post on social media, and we really have to keep our eye on the prize. And if your case is just about money and there's no custody involved, just you got to keep your eye on the business of divorce and what it is you're trying to accomplish, and don't get off at that Wexford exit.
Well, and I'm going to step in with that because, again, with all my experience in this arena, nobody wins. So if you got to, if you think you're going to win through this and you're going to keep the fight going for things and, you know, for me, if there's children, there's a prize. You know, work out that those issues and be the best co-parents that you can be. That to me is the prize. When there's no children involved and you're out there for the prize, listen, you got married for a reason. You said I do, and you had a smile on your face majority of the time. I'm not going to look at you, Robbie, over there. Agree with me on this.
Always.
If it ends on a divorce, let's take it out the same way. Listen, you're going to have to split. Nobody walks away with everything. And I did have a particular case many, many, many years ago where a spouse said, take it all. And it still wasn't good enough for the spouse. So listen, keep the eye on the prize. I agree. But let's do it and do it civilly, because I'm going to tell you, you guys waste a lot of money in these courts. You think it's a three-ring circus sometimes down there with what you guys go through and you want to fight for, and whether it's the turkey fryer and I got a bedroom set, and, you know, that stuff is materialistic stuff that, in the end, Carla, what's it worth on the street?
Right.
Nothing. Pennies. So, all right, we're going to have you just one more quick tip, Carla.
Oh, well, my last tip then would be to work with somebody like Nan. In fact, work with Nan, because, you know, there's so much, I think, back to the eye on the prize, there's so much that can take you off at that Wexford exit. And relying just on your attorney to keep you on track sometimes can get expensive, because, you know, if you're calling us with all those things, you really could be calling Nan. And Nan will help you. She will support you. And she will get you to your attorney and when you need it. But a lot of times, we're not what you need in that moment. And I find that my clients who work with Nan don't spend as much time and therefore as much money on me, because they're getting what they need from Nan, and it is not legal.
Well, thank you, Carla. Listen, I have to step back on that one. I cannot do my job because I'm surrounded. You're only as good as the people you surround yourself with, and I'm fortunate. We are so blessed in the city between who we have to reach out, and that's everybody from the attorneys to the therapists to the real estate agents to the finance people. You name it, we've got it, and we really try to work with the people that are right for your situation. Not your neighbors, not your coworkers who told you this. Gather your information and talk to the professionals. Let us guide you to what is best for your particular situation. Carla, we got a lot of topics to cover, and we're going to localize into each one of them as we navigate through. So I'm thrilled to have you with me. We're going to kick up a couple podcasts. We got stuff moving and grooving. So she just couldn't make it in here today. We couldn't see her lovely face here today, but we'll have you back in here real shortly. Any final thoughts, Carla? You want to give me your information one more time?
So it's Carla Donnelly, csd@petragallo.com, 412-263-2962.
We'll talk to you in just a couple weeks, Carla, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you. You know, Rob, when you talk to people like Carla, you know, we put these people in place. You know, the question I really don't like anymore is when people say, you know, just give me an attorney. I got them. I mean, open up my bag and I've got attorneys. but is it the right attorney for your case? And I always tell people, I don't work for anybody else but you, the client. The client's needs to be met, not, you know, this person was good for that person and that was good for that. I hear that all the time. And you really have to understand what the case presents. Sometimes they're simplistic. Sometimes they're complicated beyond. But it's always about getting the right people in place. And it happens a lot smoother. So, again, you can always find me, the divorce reality expert, at 412-996-3346, divorcerealityexpert.com. Funny, Robbie, how I made this whole career out of...
It works.
Isn't it?
I'm the delusional divorce expert.
Well, those were my early years.
I know.
You know, and those talks had happened, and, you know, listen...
Worked out for both of us, okay.
Right. Everybody has to go through and figure that journey out. So.
I know, but I'm ready to get off this train, okay? I've had enough of this
journey. We're working on that. We're working on that.
All right, it's been going on long enough. All right, short break. We'll come back. Marlene coming up. Dorothy's Candies. How sweet it is. You know, the only thing missing with that pretzel that I just ate, it wasn't a chocolate-covered pretzel. No wonder why it didn't taste as good.
What did he open already?
I'm probably the only person in Pittsburgh who actually enjoys pretzels for breakfast. I like pretzels.
Anytime.
Me too.
Oh, I love them too, but you know, a little bit of Dorothy chocolate, because it is breakfast with Dorothy's
today. Well, I don't do the breakfast, lunch, dinner. We were out last night after the museum thing. And it's like, what should we eat? And I'm there. I feel like breakfast. I felt like breakfast, but I didn't get it. I got a turkey dinner.
And we're talking on radio to hear that. Oh my,
no,
oh my, oh my.
We're not.
Once again, we got Marlene Druskin from Dorothy's Candies. Okay, I've got lots to tell you about. For the people that were texting and instant messaging us down at the store the other day, I got that surprise coming for you. But every now and then, I get surprised. And you know, Rob, I always think down at Dorothy's, I've been there, done that, kind of like that divorce world. And I'm walking around the store, and I find something.
It's adorable.
It's adorable, but where did I grow up, Rob?
Squirrel Hill.
How about that? Look what I find.
Yeah.
Look what they made. The big squirrel.
Ooh. Here, I think that's great for Abby to hold up to the camera.
I never knew the mold was there to be made from the squirrel. This is, honest, I walked right into this adorable squirrel. I've never seen it. That's heavy, too. Wow, is that heavy, that squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for all those Squirrel Hill people, I know I'm going to get one for... a couple of my friends for sure.
Rana, oh, that's nice.
Rana's getting Thank one. You. Robin's going to get one. We're the Squirrel Hill gang.
There you
might
go.
Even get one for Johnny, too. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see if he writes there. Yeah, for sure. Okay. So everybody's asked, and the official time has come. Look at these.
Mm-hmm. We have them.
I know I'm crinkling the paper over here, but we're going to bring these up to the camera. I don't know if you've ever experienced, Rob, look at the size of these monsters.
They're big.
Yeah.
These
big apples.
Caramel apples, Marlene, they are gorgeous.
They are. They're beautiful. They do such a great job with those. I mean, they're so presentable and delicious.
So when we start with the apple, I mean, this one's encrusted with cashews mm-hmm. and caramel and
right.
chocolate and caramel. They are absolutely unbelievable. And what I laugh was, I watched somebody at the store the other day. They put a couple of them out on the counter. I literally walked back to say something to Marianne, and I came out, and they were all gone.
Yes.
People wait for these apples. And I really, I feel bad when people come in and they can't get them. And I want to say, just call. Let them know you're coming in for four of them. For one of them, it'll be there for you. But they put the extras they do put out. But it is funny. I mean, people don't come in and buy just one anymore. But those apples are outstanding. We were going to eat one here this morning for breakfast, and I'll just tell you that Marlene forgot the knife to cut. No, it was me. I forgot the knife.
You usually have one here.
I'm usually prepared,
yeah,
but look,
the tray for
earbuds.
It.
No, today.
Yeah,
look, yeah, they're locked up. You know, I got all this. So, but Robbie saved the day. Robbie saved the day. So we got the opportunity. We're talking to some people on our live stream down from the store the other day. And, you know, I think this starts for us as soon as we're done making them. They wanted to know for the season, do you have more turkey legs? And so we do. And Marlene and I actually, That video went bananas when we were talking about that. We were showed what it looks
the
like
process.
Before. Yeah. So I'd stopped down there Thursday, and as I came in, I literally saw them with the hot caramel, the hot cashews, putting these turkey legs together, and I grabbed one. Yes. And I knew I was going to get in trouble. I was like, please just give me just one, because I could eat that thing without even 1 ounce of chocolate on it, but that just is the, you know, the...
Right. That's the ultimate.
Yeah. How many people commented on that? They wanted to know if I was leaving there. I said, take it to KDK on Saturday morning. So it did arrive here because I didn't need it. But we're going to show this. It is the turkey leg. You want to explain to them what it is?
Well, it is. It begins with two pretzel rods, and then it's wrapped in caramel. And then we take it, and we add all of these cashews to it. Well, if you get the cashew one, you can take it out of the bag, too. And then it is dipped in our premium Swiss chocolate.
And it is,
it's so delicious.
Unbelievable.
Well, you have people, that sweet taste, then you have the salty taste with it, and it's a combination that is just wonderful.
And the funny thing to me is when we started talking about these turkey legs, it's amazing to me how many people use these on their Thanksgiving table.
Oh, absolutely. This is, one person could eat this if they really indulge.
There's no way.
But
no way.
Well, not at one sitting, for sure. So it is something that can be shared.
And people are just, they come in, like I said, I'm always surprised when we talk about that turkey leg, because people just, they don't just come in for one. There may be four of them now on their table.
Right.
And I'll tell you, between, if you want to talk about a gorgeous table being set, the turkey legs with the apples on it, you got a winner for your crowd for sure.
It's a wonderful presentation for your table.
So Mark, can we tell them a little bit about the surprise we had for them?
What is the surprise we have for them, Nan?
You don't know.
No.
I love
you
it.
Keep saying that to me.
I snuck this out behind her back, and she didn't know anything about it.
I know. I love when you
but
do this.
Listen, the turkey leg is unbelievable. I mean, it is rock solid. But I have to tell you, this year, limited time, we did the jumbo turkey legs. And that the only reason that was born was because people were buying so many of those. Hey, do you got any jumbo size? Well, yeah, here's your jumbo turkey leg. That is the surprise. And it will feed the family and more. They are limited.
Yeah.
Where we really focus on making the regulars. But for those people who need the extra, it is the jumbo turkey leg. Limited time. I guess turkey's coming up soon, isn't it?
Yeah.
2 weeks?
Week and a half.
Week and a half.
Right.
There we go. That's so, for all our Dorothy lovers, and they always want to know what's new. The jumbo turkey leg for the holidays. And Marlene, you did an exquisite job of bringing everything possible today for Dorothy's. And I don't even know where to begin.
There's so much down there. It's just developing for the holidays. I mean, we have you could see. We have everything.
They can't see. Some of them are watching. Some of them are just listening.
Okay.
But
well, we have everything. We have pretzel rods. We have beautifully wrapped deluxe assortment in a fall paper, perfect for Thanksgiving. We have a deluxe assortment tray set up. We have peanut butter pretzels. Fall decorated Oreos. We have the Dipsy Doubles. We've got all kinds of things, and they are in a decorated way for fall and for around Thanksgiving.
Well, it's funny you brought up the Dipsy Doubles, Dipsy Doodles, whatever.
Exactly, whatever. I think we need to change that.
Okay, so we talked about that on the show.
Yes.
Last time.
That's right.
And you really can't. I have them here because you can't really talk about. This is a pretzel in here. People do not believe what it takes to have this made. And
two pretzel rods
dipped in caramel, dipped in chocolate. They're always decorated just elegantly.
Seasonally. And then we also have the one in
somebody
butter.
Stopped me and asked
right.
me. They were drooling when we were describing this. Now, this I could probably whip out and just start chewing, which I don't do. I'll do on the videos, but I don't chew as much in the studio.
You know, you could look at that as like a bigger tasting snack.
It is utterly incredible.
Large.
I mean, so I actually, they filled my car with some of these the other day when I was down there. So if you see me, you know that I'm driving around and I do got the goods from Dorothy's in there. And I love making people smile. So if you stop me, you just will be surprised because I do have it.
And we do have them with peanut butter in them as well.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Marlene from Dorothy's Candies.
Stand tuned. All right, back at it. Listen, you guys are laughing, but it's a fact.
I don't even. People want to say, "What do you talk about when you go?" No, like, no, we're not doing that.
I'm telling you, I could eat a whole cylinder of those chocolate covered pretzels.
I'm like, Rob, no way. He's like, "Oh yes, I can." And watch me. I'm like,
pretzels.
I've been with him when he eats. I still don't think he could eat the whole cylinder there.
So I got a bag of these Malted Milk Balls, which I love for my daughter. And they're in my freezer because by the time my daughter gets there, it'll probably be next Christmas, okay? She's just busy all the time. Bottom line is, I swear they're like calling my name at night. Come on up.
They pop.
I open their freezer to get like ice. I got to look away because I'm telling you, I love what they do at Dorothy's. It's all good. And they do some of those novelty items that I remember as a kid, like Malted Milk Balls. I mean, all this stuff is great, but there are certain things that really take you back because you grew up on them.
You know what's weird is I know what everybody likes here at the studio.
Yes.
Like, I know what everybody likes. Who likes the car? It's kind of interesting. But I want to bring on somebody, and it's a twofold why I'm going to bring him on, Mar. He's so very loyal to Dorothy's, and we're so loyal to his business. And we talk about small businesses. We got to stay together. And I just thought, you know what? He needs to get on the air, and we need to thank him. So let's bring him on, Robbie. We've got, as my thing falls out, is he on?
He's on. He's ready to go.
There we go. We've got Rick Ayton from Rick's Barbershop and from the right up there in Blahnox. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning, Dan and folks. How are you?
We're good. We're good.
Good morning, Rick.
Marlene, how are you?
I'm great. Good to talk with you.
Hey, Rick.
I messaged him yesterday. I said, could you just join me for a couple minutes? First off, I've got a delivery coming to you that I will be dropping off at the shop. But, you know, I see what you do, and you are always so positive in supporting Dorothy's, and we support you and your business, and you just had a tremendous day for Veterans Day, for everything that you do. And I just wanted to say, from all of us at Dorothy's, we wanted to thank you, and that's why we brought you on today.
Well, thank you so much. That's very kind of you folks.
We just can't. You're such a loyal friend that, you know, from the inception when we started on radio, you've been around. So we're going to make your Thanksgiving very chocolate filled, I should say.
There you go.
What's going on? What's going on over there at Rick's Barbershop?
We're going to probably have a lot of the stragglers that couldn't make it Monday come in today. So I have another gentleman kind of probably join me about 11 o'clock this morning. And we'll just take it from there. We just go with the flow.
So he did. He gave free haircuts, Robbie, on Monday.
Nice.
Yeah, he's always. I mean, you know, I love small business. That's, as I always said, it's always our beat. That's the pulse of our city here, and it's people like him. And Dorothy's and everybody else that, you know, I couldn't get on the air. We thank you for all the support.
You're welcome. I even know Rob's old barber, Tony.
Oh, yeah. He was great. Listen, I love your industry. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let a little trade secret out right now. I spent so much time in various barbershops. They're the best gathering place. You learn so much. You get educated. Half the shtick I do on the radio is all from my time in the barbershop. But one of the things that I say all the time on the air, and if you listen, it's because of what I've always heard in a barbershop. Who's next? Who's next? That's why I say that on the air, Rick, all the time. Who's next? Because that's what I remember. Saturday, crowded barbershop with my dad, Charlie and Sonny. Who's next? They take the towel, swat the chair,
cool?
And who's next? So,
isn't that cool?
Pittsburgh Barber School, I'm all in, Rick. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
You'd like his hair today. He's got his fancy hat.
Here's the only problem. My hair is just about gone.
It is not.
No, it is. It's okay, though. I'm good. Like
it's
my son said, he goes, how old are you? I said, I'm 67. He said, you had a nice run.
No.
But I'm really okay with it. But I miss the fact that I don't need my hair cut as often because I used to love going to a barbershop.
Go for a shave.
Yeah, that's a treat. That's a real treat. Yeah.
There you go. I'm promoting you, Rick.
Well, I like when you live stream too. When you're up there, you get kick that stream on. We want to see what's going on up there in Blahnox for you, with you. So, Rick, I can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much.
All right, now I will be dropping by with some goodies for you. Okay.
Yes. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving and a holiday season, folks.
And same to you. And we should say, next week, we will be back here in studio. It's the open house for Dorothy's Candies. I will be here in the morning. I will be down there in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. They tell me I'm giving away all kind of stuff, too, which is going to be exciting. So I'm really looking forward to all of that. Mar, the hours for the open house are?
On Friday, we have it at from 10 to 6. On Saturday, 10 to 5. And Sunday, 10 to 4.
Hey, so I gotta look good and be ready to go all day next week. I will be down there probably at 11. Is that what the plan is?
I believe you had mentioned 11 to 3 or something like that.
Okay, so I'm looking forward. And all my peeps will be taking all those pictures and having a good time down at Dorothy's.
We always have a good time.
Their open house. And we will kick you back up here next week in studio. Rob, I know you want to get out of here with us. So have a great week, everybody. We'll see you back here at it next Saturday.
Yes, we will.
7 a.m.